Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, Ryan Pulock scored a power play goal in overtime to give the Islanders their seventh straight win, 3-2 over the Golden Knights. Also, the Rangers beat the Blue Jackets 3-2, the Flames defeated the Sabres 4-3, the Blackhawks downed the Bruins in overtime 4-3, and the Coyotes knocked off the Flyers 3-1. In the NBA, the Nuggets clobbered the Knicks 129-92, and the Wizards defeated the 76ers 119-113. In men's college basketball, St. Francis Brooklyn topped Hartford 84-78. In women's college basketball, Michigan downed Syracuse in overtime 84-76. Central Michigan ripped Iona 70-50. UMass edged New Hampshire 67-65. And UConn took down Seton Hall 92-78. In NBA news, former sportscaster Kelly Tennant is seeking to dismiss her sexual assault lawsuit against Kings coach Luke Walton. Tennant alleged that Walton attacked her when he was an assistant coach for the Warriors from 2014 to 2016. In college volleyball, UAlbany fell to number 2 Texas in straight sets in the first round of the NCAA tournament, closing its 2019 season. In the NFL Thursday night football, Mitchell Trubisky threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a score in the Bears' 31-24 victory over the slumping Cowboys. The win puts the Bears back in the mix for an NFC playoff berth. And in NFL news, Steelers running back James Conner will miss a third straight game as the team tries to bolster their playoff hopes. Conner took some reps with the scout team yesterday, but declared himself out for Sunday's game against Arizona due to his aching right shoulder. Conner was initially hurt during a victory over Miami on October 28th and has played part of just one game since. I'm Jesse King.